This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a salute this morning to all of you who got up early for work despite watching the end of that overtime last night. But when the parade is over, the confetti swept up, the NFL has a longer-term problem. Where are the players of the future going to come from, with parents worried about the safety of their kids who might play football? Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Tom Thompson grew up in Kansas. Then he moved to Dallas. Now he's got a young son, Cooper. Tom played high school football in Kansas and says it's different where he lives now. He says he knew it was something of a religion in Texas.
But what I didn't realize was how early they were expected to play.
Tom says when his son was five, a neighbor with a boy about the same age asked him when he was going to sign Cooper up for football.
And I thought he meant like flag football, but it was full tackle football.
He and his wife decided to wait. Now Cooper's 12 and still just plays soccer. Tom says all the negative stories about concussions and depression in football helped solidify their decision to keep Cooper out of the game. They're not the only ones. Youth participation's been on the decline for at least a decade. That's one of the reasons USA Football is talking about changing the rules for kids. Scott Hallenbeck is the group's executive director.
If, in fact, we can find that this leads to a safer environment, well then, terrific.
The changes are still in the pilot phase. Among the proposals are fewer players on the field, no kickoffs, no punts, and no three-point stances. You know, where players put one hand on the ground before rushing after the quarterback. Sarah Fields studies sports injury at the University of Colorado, Denver.
The decision to have the players start in a more upright position, intuitively, I think, could be the most helpful.
Because little kids in three-point stances lead with their heads. That's bad for their necks and their brains. Tom Thompson says he thinks a change in the rules is a good idea, especially after watching some of those little kids in Texas play.
I'm not seeing the fundamentals in the play. It seems like the culture wrapped around that is still this mentality of hit as hard as you can.
USA Football doesn't have a timeline for when these new versions of youth football will be an option for parents. And there's certainly no talk of changing the rules of the game in high school, college, or the pros. Yet. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.